Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
Now, Mark Bryan is a 61-year-old American robotics engineer who lives in Germany. He's married, he's kids, and he's straight. Yet most days, Mark likes to wear a shirt, tie, and jacket over a pencil skirt and high heels because he believes clothes shouldn't have a gender. And Mark joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Mark.
Hello.
Now, this started when, as I understand it, a girlfriend, did she challenge you to wear high heels?
No, it really wasn't a challenge. It was more of a request. I think she liked to see me in heels or had this image of us being together in high heels. This was a long time ago when I was in college, so.
Okay. And so was it that you just did it then once and then you didn't really think about it for a long time?
No. This became like a weekly routine where we do it two or three nights a week. We'd put a record on a record player and just dance.
And how did you find that?
I enjoyed it. I think I enjoyed it almost as much as she did. So.
And why did she want you to dress in high heels?
You know, I really never asked her. I maybe she thought it was a turn on or something, or maybe she just thought I looked good. Or, I mean, to tell you the truth, I thought I looked pretty good. So.
Right. Okay. And so then did that lead you to think then of wearing other items of clothing that we traditionally view
no,
as female?
No, not at that point. Not at that point. You know, I'm 61 years old now. This was when I was in college. I was probably 21. So it was probably, you know, 40 years ago. I didn't really start wearing, off and on through the years. I would go through spurts where sometimes I'd wear heels and sometimes I wouldn't. But just until recently, within the last 4 years ago, I actually started wearing full high heels almost full time. So.
Okay. And so what happened 4 years ago that brought you to start doing it on a more regular basis?
Oh, I was, it's kind of strange. I was watching these series on TV. It's an American series. Suits. It's about a law office, and there's a couple of women characters in suits that really just caught my eye. I enjoyed watching them walk in the high heels, and I said, "Man, that reminds me of a long time ago and stuff." And then it just kind of clicked on me. Say, why don't I do that now? I'm kind of at the age where I really don't care what people think, so why not just do it?
Mm. Was Meghan Markle one of the women in suits that inspired you then?
I don't know the actors' names. I know their character names. But, it was Donna, which was the redhead, I think. And then Jessica was like one of the partners of the law office. And then there was Rachel that was like the clerk or the paralegal. And it was kind of Rachel's...
Yeah, Rachel was Meghan Markle.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, she was the one that kind of gave me the idea with the skirts, with the business type skirts, with the heels, and just wearing a blouse. Of course, I don't wear blouse. I wear men's shirts along with the women's skirts and heels. But the look that Donna had was more dresses and the high heels, and also with the Jessica was more dresses. I don't do dresses.
Right. Okay. And is this kind of, would this be, this is kind of your outfit for work kind of thing?
I've worn skirts and heels to work. Yes.
Obviously you like the look of it, but it seems from what you're saying is that you like kind of traditionally male clothes on the top and traditionally female clothes on the bottom.
Yeah. I call it kind of like a hybrid style. So, half man, half woman, or, gasoline, electric. So it's I call it a hybrid. Women's tops just don't fit right. The neckline is a little different. The shoulders are cut a little different. They got more space around the chest area that just kind of hangs on men that don't have, those parts. Mm. And I wanted to maintain a manly look, not that manly is the wrong term. I just want to maintain a masculine type look. I still want to present myself as a man. I wasn't trying to present myself as a woman.
Yeah.
And so to keep something, you know, on the man side was, I figured, okay, just from the waist up, I'll do man style clothing. And from the waist down, I'll do, you know, the clothing for females.
Is it more comfortable wearing skirts? I'm thinking, I don't know, but in terms of it's a windy day, do you sometimes think, God, I wish I was wearing trousers?
No. It's, you know, during the summer, it's great. You know, when it starts getting cooler, like autumn and fall, spring, then it's pretty nice. You can wear some hose to kind of keep things a little bit covered and warm. It's kind of really bad during the winter. But I try to wear long coats, you know, a little bit thicker hose to keep the legs warm. You know, I'm not like, the kilt wearers that go commando. I've always got something underneath, you know.
Yes.
You know, so.
And do you wear female underwear or male underwear?
No. I mean, the female underwear just isn't cut to fit a man's anatomy. So,
When you kind of told your family you were going to start doing this, how did they react to it?
They've all been very supportive. You know, my daughter, you know, even though she lives in the States and I live in Germany, you know, she's always asking, Dad, I want to borrow your shoes, you know. So, yeah, they've been very supportive.
Yeah, and you do seem to like high heels. Because they always look really uncomfortable to me. How do you deal with that?
Well, the thing to comfort shoes is finding a good fit for the shoe. To me, the fit is more important than the style. If you find a good fit shoe, and then you start looking for the style. If it fits good, it's comfortable. It's when you choose the style over comfort is when you start really having foot problems and stuff like that.
And is it difficult to get clothes that fit you?
No, I'm 6 foot tall, but I wear a size, you know, 8.5 to 9.5 shoe. So I have no problems. I have, you know, I get a lot of questions on my Instagram account about, you know, where do I find my shoes? You know, I have a size 12, size 13. Where do you find your shoes? And I hate to disappoint them that I'm lucky that I have small feet, and I have, you know, basically I can shop anywhere for a pair of shoes.
And for the skirts, would that be similarly pretty easy?
Oh, yeah. I wear a size 8. Or, you know, size, a women's size 8, I guess, in the States, or, you know, size 38 here in Europe.
And do you go in and buy them in shops, or do you buy it online?
I go shopping sometimes, but, you know, not that, I just find I can find what I'm really looking for easier online. And with the current situation where, you know, you can shop and then, you know, try things on at home and then send them back. That's kind of the way to go, because then I can really see what I want. You know, usually, you know, just going shopping and stuff, you spend a lot more time browsing and finding things, and you really don't find what you're really looking for. Whereas if you do online shopping, you can really look, you know, be more specific. You know, if I want to try to find a pair of cobalt, you know, 5-inch heels, cobalt blue, you know, I can just Google it and get a list of them, where I'd have to go through hundreds of shoe stores to find that pair of shoes.
Sure, yeah. And would you regard yourself as a transvestite?
No. I mean, it has nothing to do with, if you're talking a sexual, it has nothing to do with
sexual. Well, there's apparently many transvestites, it's not a sexual thing. They just like wearing women's clothes.
Well, I don't consider myself a cross-dresser or a transvestite, because to me, the clothes are non-gendered. So I'm just a man that, you know, wears, you know, I could say I wear men's clothes and women's skirts and heels, but I can say I wear clothes that have no gender. So I don't really consider myself as a cross-dresser, transvestite.
When you're going, or, you know, about your business, when you're going to work, that kind of thing, do you get many reactions from people?
Oh, yeah. I mean, most of the people on my way to work are getting fairly used to seeing me. But, you know, if I go into like a train station or airport or something, because I do travel dressed like this also for business, you know, I'll get people that look at me and then, you know, kind of stare. Mostly it's men that just kind of look, and then they kind of, look away. Passing women, they always make eye contact and they'll give me a smile, which is always encouraging. That's nice to see. But really, I really don't get that many rude comments. I look at it this way. It's like, you know, for me, if I saw a person, you know, walking down the street with, you know, this bright green, neon colored green hair, you know, I'd look at them and say, well, okay, that's different. That's odd type thing or weird or whatever. And then I just go about my business. You know, it really wouldn't affect me and I wouldn't make any comment to them. And I think that's the way most people are if they see me in a skirt. They'll look at me and say, okay, that's different. That's weird. You know, he's a little bit weird, strange. But, you know, they just go back to what they're doing. And I don't think they really give it much more thought after that.
Yeah. When you go for business meetings with people that you haven't met before, do they ever react?
Most of the time I'll ask them. I'll just come out and say, hey, listen, this is the way I dress. Is this acceptable in your company? You know, most of the time they'll say, sure, why not? You know, we're not just going to discriminate against the way you dress. But I have had some companies say, no, we prefer you, you know, if you could wear, you know, pants or something. So,
right.
And that doesn't bother me at all either. Yeah. So.
And sometimes though, when you meet men in that situation or other situations, do they kind of whisper in your ear, God, I'd love to do what you're doing?
not in the business content. No. But I have had some men come up to me like at an airport, you know, said, you know, I wish I had the balls to do what you do. So,
well, fair dues to you, Mark, for having the balls to do what you do. Mark Bryan is a robotics engineer, as you heard there, living in Germany. Mark, thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.
Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.